The side of 8:30, and it's, well, so close to Christmas that you can smell the gingerbread, and Penny Faree is still hard at work bringing you scoops and letting you know what's happening with this final edition of Friday Focus for 2025.
Yes, winding down today. It's been a difficult week across the North Coast, marked by tragedy and growing public scrutiny, from the fatal collapse of a structure under construction in Verulam to development proposals now open for public comment in Ballita. These are stories about safety, planning, and accountability. We begin in Verulam, where five people lost their lives after a building under construction collapsed last Friday afternoon. The Tequeni municipality has rejected claims of a systematic failure in its building control systems following the collapse of the temple extension under construction in Verulam. Five people were killed when the partially built structure collapsed while concrete work was underway on an upper level. It was on the 12th of December. At least 11 other people were injured and taken to hospital. Municipal manager Musa Mbele says the structure was built without approval in a conservation area after the developer bypassed required planning and building control processes. He says six other buildings on the same temple site were lawfully approved, constructed according to sanctioned plans, and issued with occupancy certificates. The collapsed structure was not among them. The site has been declared a crime scene and is now the subject of technical, criminal, and labor investigations. Rescue teams worked under extremely dangerous conditions, cutting through unstable concrete and steel to reach those trapped beneath the rubble. Emergency and medical personnel remained on scene for several days. Investigations continue. Turning now to our next story, a six-story development proposal known as The Square is currently open for public comment in Ballita's village core and has drawn significant public concern. The proposed development site is located directly in front of the restaurants Mozambique and Concha, in a precinct that already experiences high pedestrian activity and traffic pressure. The site also falls within the 100-meter coastal management line, meaning excavation and construction require environmental assessment before any approval can be granted. According to application documents, the development would include ground floor retail space, up to 52 service departments, two basement parking levels, and a rooftop entertainment area. The plans indicate that more than 3,000 cubic meters of material would need to be excavated to accommodate basement parking. Developers are also seeking a height departure in one of Ballita's most constrained nodes. While currently zoning allows for 4 stories or 18 meters, the application proposes a height of 20.25 meters. Planning experts note that once a height threshold shifts in the village, it can become a reference point for future applications. Traffic is a key concern. The project's traffic impact assessment concludes that no road upgrades are required. Despite persistent congestion on Library Lane, Compensation Beach Road and surrounding village streets, water capacity has also been flagged. Caesar Water has issued a conditional no objection, noting that capacity constraints may exist and should be considered during planning. Public participation to date has been limited. Earlier rounds attracted just 8 submissions, none from immediate neighbours, which is usually low for development of this scale in a sensitive coastal node. However, after we reported on the proposal and shared it on the social media platforms, the public response was significant. Residents raised concerns about the height and scale of the development, the potential loss of the area's village character, and fears that approvals of this nature could contribute to a more urbanized environment. Residents who wish to comment can review the documents and submit input until the 19th of January. Comments can be directed to the Environmental Assessment Practitioner, Stephanie Dennison, and her email is steph@confluencesd.co.za, and her telephone number is 082-929-4662. The public comment period, just once again, closes on the 19th of January. And staying with development matters in Ballita, another proposal is drawing strong community reaction. A school plan for Zen Park has promoted a growing public petition with close to 1,200 signatures recorded so far. Opposition is growing to this primary school on government-owned land in Belita, with a community petition now approaching 1,200 signatures. The petition was launched following a recent public meeting and reflects a community divided over the future of the site. The proposal involves Earth 837, a 5-hectare property located between Zen Drive and Hillary Drive, adjacent to a public park in the Zen Park area. Residents living closest to the site say they would be directly affected by the development and are amongst those most strongly opposed. They've raised concerns around the loss of green space, environmental sensitivity, traffic, and the long-term impact on the character of the area. Others in the community have taken a different view, arguing that those who do not live nearby may experience the proposal differently and may not face the same day-to-day impacts. This has become a key point of tension in the public debate. Supporters of the project point out that the land has long been designated for educational use and say the development could meet a growing need for school facilities. While the site is zoned for education, residents note that the zoning dates back almost 50 years at a time when the area was largely rural and development pressures were far lower. Because the zoning already exists, the proposal does not trigger a full public consultation process. Instead, it will be assessed through internal municipal reviews, including traffic, engineering, water, and environmental assessments, followed by building plan approval. With the petition continuing to grow support and views remaining split, the future of Earth 837 is shaping up as a closely watched issue for Belita residents. And finally, search and rescue teams are continuing efforts to locate a 17-year-old boy who went missing in the sea near Mshloti Beach north of Durban. The teenager was swimming with two other youths near the Mshloti tidal pool on Wednesday afternoon when all three got into difficulty in the surf. Itakweni lifeguards managed to rescue the two older youths, 18 and 19, but the 17-year-old was swept away by the current. The National Sea Rescue Institute, together with police diving units, Metro Police Search and Rescue Lifeguards and emergency services, have been conducting coordinated sea and shoreline searches. Teams have been working from boats along the shoreline and at coastal access points. Authorities say there have been no confirmed sightings so far. The search operation remains underway and will continue as conditions permit. And finally, as the festive season moves into full swing and we head into the final week before Christmas, this also marks the last Friday Focus of the year. To everyone across the Dolphin Coast, whether you are staying local, welcoming family and visitors, traveling, take care on the roads, along the coast and in busy public spaces. Conditions change quickly at this time of the year, and a little caution goes a long way. Thank you for listening, engaging, and staying informed with us this year. These stories matter because they shape the place we live, and it's not just during the holidays, but long after. We will be back in the new year. From all of us here at 88 FM, have a safe festive season and a good Christmas.
Oh, thanks, Penny. To you and yours, yes. A fantastic festive season, and we will be picking up the microphone again in January and looking forward to lots of new stories to dive into in the new year. It's quite an interesting place we live in, that's for sure.
An interesting new cycle, 2026. And we will be there covering every one of them.
You heard it right here on 88 FM, Radio Life and Style. And that's Friday Focus for now.